The U.S. is standing by its diplomatic boycott of China's Winter Olympic Games because of concerns about human rights. Australia, the U.K., and Canada have also joined in this boycott. And activists have been calling for the last 2 years for Western companies to drop their sponsorship and broadcasts of the Games. They're asking Coca-Cola, Airbnb, and others to publicly condemn China's repression of places like Hong Kong and Tibet. So far, no luck. Let's hear from Republican Congressman John Curtis of Utah. He's a co-chair of the Congressional Olympic and Paralympic Caucus and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
You signed a letter along with 24 colleagues to Coca-Cola scrutinizing their investments in China. Can you briefly tell us what you'd like the company and others to take stock in ahead of these games?
We feel it's just incredibly important to use this moment to understand what's happening in China, to make sure that we're not condoning it, to make sure the world really understands the conditions there. And we feel like these major sponsors can be helpful in that.
The latest news we're hearing out of Beijing is that any athlete behavior that is against the Olympic spirit or Chinese rules or laws will be subject to certain punishment. The official made that comment after questions about the possibility of athletes protesting next month's Winter Games. Your thoughts on this, as you call for companies to stand up against human rights violations?
Well, you know, when you hear, and the story you just mentioned, I'm thinking of what's happened in Hong Kong with the Uyghurs. I mean, there's a long list of great concerns of human rights violations. And we can either use this Olympic opportunity to bring those forward and highlight those and seek improvement, or bury it and pretend it's not there. And so that's a pretty easy choice, I think.
You represent Provo, which isn't far from Salt Lake City, which, as we know, was a host of the Winter Olympics back in 2002.
Yes.
That was a huge economic boon for the area. Are you worried that the pageantry around the games will basically give China a free pass on human rights questions?
Well, absolutely. And that's at heart, that was the purpose for the letter. We cannot give them a free pass. This is a perfect opportunity to highlight what's happening in there, to seek improvements, and do everything that we can to make sure that human rights are improved around the world.
Let's get into more on what you're calling for with these corporations. You also cite how corporations have inserted themselves into domestic political debates like Georgia's election laws, and that you aren't seeing that same treatment on global issues. Coca-Cola is, of course, headquartered in Atlanta, so there's a stake there. Is it an either-or situation for you when it comes to national and international issues?
Well, it really points out what seems to be great hypocrisy. Clearly, some companies had problems with the Georgia voting rights, which is, you know, certainly within their scope and ability to do. But if you compare Georgia's voting rights to China, the rights that the people have there to vote and to be heard, think of Tiananmen Square. I mean, the hypocrisy just seems to shout from the housetops.
Back in December, your fellow Republican Utah Representative Chris Stewart called for U.S. athletes to stay home due to some of the concerns that you've outlined. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee estimates that about 250 athletes will represent the United States in Beijing. Would you prefer that those athletes stay home?
You know, I really respect Congressman Stewart and think highly of him. I think we missed the window to ask them to stay home. And what I mean by that is, you know, if we had 4 years ago said, look, you need to boycott these, or the country needs to boycott these, that would have been a very different story. But to let these athletes go forward and train and prepare for these Olympics and then last minute say, oh, let's not do this, I think would be a mistake.
The Salt Lake Tribune estimates that typically between 60 to 70 athletes who live or train in Utah qualify for the Winter Olympics. Those final numbers are still being hammered out now with qualifying events, of course. What are your hopes for those athletes in these Winter Olympics?
Well, I think this is why we all love the Olympics. My hopes is that they have an Olympic moment, right? Where there they are on the stage of the world and they have their shot, right? And anybody, we can see, you know, the underdogs and anybody's got a chance to prove to the world that they are the best in the world. And I would hope every single one of those from my area would be the best, you know, come home with a gold medal. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but that's why we love the Olympics, right? Is that that opportunity to prove yourself and to shine. And that's a pretty amazing opportunity.
This letter that you've signed along with your colleagues to several companies scrutinizing their investments in China, have you heard from those companies? And if not, what would you like to hear from them?
Well, we've not heard back, or I should say I've not heard back. I'd like that response to be a deep, thoughtful moment for these companies and an evaluation of how they're handling this and what they can do to help us improve the human rights situation in China.
That's Republican Congressman John Curtis of Utah, co-chair of the Congressional Olympic and Paralympic Caucus. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tanya.